What month comes after July? Yes, precisely. Caesar's successor was his adopted son, Augustus. Caesar and Augustus are the only figures in history to have gained a place in the calendar, and both of them came to Tarraco at some point in their lives. Not bad, huh? This large statue, partly discoloured and without a head, might be a statue of Augustus. If that were the case, the missing head would closely resemble... Can you see those three heads over there? Well, the one in the middle, the one with the tousled fringe, that one looks like Augustus. It isn't, though, but it looks quite like him. Augustus, along with most of the emperors of his dynasty, wanted to go down in history looking like that. Clean-shaven and with short hair, like eternal teenagers. You could travel to the far edges of the empire, and wherever you went, you'd find Augustus portrayed in exactly the same way. You see, in that era, sculpture was the only way to be in different places at the same time, which is what rulers of every era have always wanted. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Augustus was the first emperor of Rome, and perhaps the greatest of them all. If any Roman emperor deserved a place among the gods, even if only for being clever, it was him, the divine Augustus. Here in a display case, they keep a fragment of a stone toe from another statue of him. If this is a toe, just imagine how huge the temple that held the statue must have been. And what an impression it would have made on top of the hill. In Tarraco, they were so proud of the statue and temple that they put both of them on their coins. Can you see them in the display case? The words are a bit hard to make out, but around the seated statue you can read Deo Augusto, Divine Augustus. Augustus was already dead by the time this temple was dedicated to him, but it's only natural that the city should wish to place itself under his protection. After all, he had made it the capital of the largest province in Hispania, the Terraconensis. And later on, he virtually made it the capital of the whole of the empire during the 2 years he spent here while he was convalescing from an illness. At that time, here was already the rear guard, but there was still some resistance to Rome in the north of Hispania. Augustus also gave us the Via Augusta, a perfectly paved and signposted road that stretched all the way from Rome, crossed Tarraco, and went as far as the southernmost point of the peninsula. When I think of the work involved in running such a vast empire, organizing censuses, calculating taxes, keeping the legionaries happy, and so on, I'm not surprised that Augustus occasionally needed a helping hand from his wife, his third wife especially. Here she is, Empress Livia, alongside the boys with the fringes. What a woman! When she caught Augustus's eye, she already had a son, Tiberius, and was expecting another. She had no other children afterwards, but managed to persuade Augustus to name Tiberius as his successor. And there was no shortage of competition, I can tell you. If there's no black cat in sight, we can move on to the next room.